The ayah numbers are from 20 to 27. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. And one of his signs is that he created you from dust. Then lo, you are mortals who scatter. And one of his signs is that he created mates for you from yourselves, that you may find rest in them. And he put between you love and compassion. Most surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect. And one of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your tongues and colors. Most surely there are signs in this for the learned. And one of his signs is your sleeping and your seeking of his grace by night and by day. Most surely there are signs in this for a people who would hear. And one of his signs is that he shows you the lightning for fear and for hope, and sends down water from the clouds, then gives life therewith to the earth after its death. Most surely there are signs in this for a people who understand. And one of his signs is that the heaven and the earth subsist by his command. Then when he calls you with a single call from out of the earth, lo, you come forth. And his is whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, all are obedient to him. And he it is who originates the creation, then reproduces it, and it is easy to him. And his are the most exalted attributes in the heavens and the earth, and he is the mighty and the wise. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim, sadaqa al-Nabiyyul Kareem.
Thank you, Brother Shiraz and Brother Turab. We will now begin the final segment of the day's activities for today, which is in the same general framework of discussion, titled Quran and Us. Maulana Bakri will come up and address this topic, and then we will have some time for questions and answers. Another reminder that if you have questions that come up during the course of the lecture and the conversation, please go ahead and write them down and either pass them up or have them up here before the end of the speech so that Maulana can get into answering those questions at the end of the speech. A reminder for tomorrow, that tomorrow is the second day of this conference, which will begin at 11 o'clock promptly. And if you heard Maulana speaking about timeliness and punctuality in the last segment, then you know that none of these standard delays are going to fly anymore. So be here at 11 o'clock, inshallah, and please extend the invitation to other brothers and sisters in the community. Inshallah, anyone and everyone will be able to benefit. I think we do have a few new faces in the crowd from prior to at 11 o'clock. Oh, yes. 11 o'clock, in terms of the details of tomorrow, 11 o'clock will kick off the youth session again in discussing the responsibility of the youth toward the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. And then the sequence of events will follow similar to today's itinerary and agenda. Again, for those folks who are not here, brothers and sisters who are not here, as we started this morning, we have the unique privilege of having with us Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Zaki Bakri from the Greater Toronto Area. He is the resident alim at the Al-Mahdi Center, which he started in the 80s over there, and has been in Toronto for more than 30 years, has traveled worldwide propagating the religion of Islam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. He has authored numerous books, including tafsir of Surah Yusuf, and we are grateful to him and his family for him being here and spending this time with us today and tomorrow. We appreciate his tremendous knowledge and his uncanny ability to communicate that knowledge in a way that will affect us, inshallah, for the better, and that will stay with us and that's logical to us. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and his family and increase his abilities in this unparalleled endeavor that he's taken upon over the course of his life. And please help me welcome him back to the stage with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. I hand it over all my affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is well aware of the needs of His servants. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge and protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Akas Shaitan. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to again redo this, what we have done morning. It's a beautiful presentation of one of our brother about Quran and ourselves to reflect how Quran been used in our lives. Holy Quran is my name. I am a book in elegant prints. To know my name, here are some hints. Rich in cover and nicely bound, in the hearts of Muslim I am rarely found. High on a shelf I am kept, forgotten, there I am left. With respect I do get lots of kiss. My main point is what they always miss. Neglecting the message inside me, at times I am used for phony swear. My true use is very, very rare. A miracle I am that can change the world. All one has to do is understand my word. I have wisdom, I have treasure, so much so there is no measure. I am your savior, I am your guide, but who is there to take my right? Right from wrong is my fame, Holy Quran is my name. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. The ayah which I recited, I'll go on to recap again what we have done, then I'll go on to go for the presentation of now. Quran is saying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, is complaining, he shall complain. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. O Allah, my followers, my people, not people of Noah, not people of Moses, it's my people, those who neglected the Quran. A lot of gap between us and the Quran. First of all, most of us as Muslims, we do not recite it. When we recite for the sake of sawab, to get the rewards, which is also for akhirat, not for this dunya. Islam came to rescue us from the plight of this world and the world to come. Quran is a solution for humankind. One day or another, human being has to come to this conclusion. This is the only book which guides humanity towards the perfect path. As Quran says, Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This is the Quran which guides towards the perfect path. Look at the approach. Our approach usually, when we go on pulpit, when we go on lectures, when we present ourselves, we present, I am the perfect. Others are, they don't know nothing. But Quran is, a Quranic approach is unique. Quran says, you might see the ways of life. The way of life which Quran is showing to you is the perfect way. So Quran is asking all of us to don't shun the door of research. You can go and research any religion, anything. When you come back, Quran gives you satisfactory answers to lead the life as we're supposed to live. Quran should be recited with the understanding that we should go into the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Quran says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. If I don't close TV, I cannot open Quran. So here is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan is not saying, doing something. Close the TV, man. You had it enough. Now open the Quran. So once you open the Quran, you are in the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tuharrik lisanaka lita'ajala bih. Don't turn and twist your tongue so that you want to make faster. I have to finish in the month of Ramadan. It's good to finish. But Quran is not to finish. Quran cannot be finished. Quran is to learn and learn and learn. So, وَرَتَّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Quran says, you read in a sequence. Take it easy, word by word. Even we have, first step all of us we have to do is tajweed, classes of tajweed. Online is available, in English is available, in Urdu is available. If you go shiatv.net, it is available in Urdu, 15 lessons. It's a basic tajweed. Why don't we do it? Little bit serious. Recitation of tajweed means giving letters. Giving letters, its word, its sounds. For example, I am talking. You say, Bakri seems he is not American. Of course, I am not American, but not Canadian. I am Paki. You say, it's for sure. So that because I cannot spell some of the words, like Bilal, Allah Prophet asked Bilal to say Adhan. He went, he said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. He was from Ethiopia, he could not pronounce Sheen. He said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Arabs, they came to the Prophet, O Prophet of Allah, we are Arabs, we know what to say. Letters of Arabic, we are the one, best pronunciation is from us. Prophet says, Sino bilalin indallahi sheenun. When Bilal says, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Allah hears, Ashadu al la ilaha illallah. Because Iman is not tongue, it is what you have inside. So Quranic recitation, its purpose is to get out from ignorance, reach to knowledge. Get out from darkness, go to light. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. So Quran is light. So our perspective has to be changed in order to change our Quran is complaining. It has been neglected. It has been put aside. So we have to all the time, mashallah, nowadays everybody has Quran in our phone. So whenever you have time, if you are in bus, open and read. If you don't have, you have a small Quran, always read. Refer to Quran. Read for what? Read for to ponder. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Teach, we have to teach ourselves. لَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرْ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِّرْ. Quran is easy, man. It is not difficult. We have been told it is very difficult. It's very tough, man. It's Maulvis only can read. No one can. No, it is not. Quran says anyone can. As I said, it 7,000 plus words. And if we ponder five, if we learn every day five words, within no time we know all Quran. Then you enjoy when you say, Allahumma, what it means, Allahumma. So we need to give a little bit serious effort to do this. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Quran is tadabbur, to ponder. نَزَّلَّا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. It is manifested and everything is there. It is clear, it is not vague. It is for the cure of human souls. If our souls are diseased, it has so many pollution in it. So if you want any cure, only Quran is the cure. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salli ala khairukum man ta'allama al-Quran. Read Quran. I always say it. As our beloved Prophet said, every night 10 ayats. You one ayat, your wife one ayat, your son in one ayat, your daughter. 10 ayats with the translation. 5 minutes, little bit ponder. And do it for 1 year. You see, everything has changed in your life. That is the power of Quran. So we need to do. We need to be a little bit serious. And once we know it, convey the message to others also. So best is to our own families. Salawat padhi Muhammad wale Muhammad. Wa'ajjil farajahum. Today now my presentation is about Quran and science. It's a very serious subject, but I'm not a science. I don't have, that is not my subject. But I'll try to present something which I prepared from the Quran. Scientific miracles in the glorious Quran. Message of Holy Quran. Number of medical and cosmic verses, ayat in the Holy Quran with scientific references. The Holy Quran and science. The Quranic system in the mankind and universe. Two books. One is Book of Universe, another is Quran. These two books are very important. The rational for reoccurrence of ayat of scientific. A reference in the Holy Quran. There are approximately 1,200 ayats which refer to the different sciences, which constitutes nearly 20% of the total number of the ayats. Total number of the ayats, 6,236. As 20% means, let me ask one question. The Sharia, which we call it Sharia, what is Sharia? Anyone knows? Your Sharia? Sharia is, yes? Islamic laws. Sharia is derived from how many ayahs of the Quran? Not more than 500 ayahs. The Sharia, day-to-day life, which we lead our life, Quran is talking only 500 ayahs. And when we see the scientific ayahs as more than 1,200, what it means? Why Quran is presenting 1,200 ayats plus scientific ayats? Why? So that we can reach to the conclusion that Allah is truth. I will give some idea of what kind of scientific things which we have in the Holy Quran. Medicine, physics, biology, astronomy and cosmology, geography, agriculture, math and statistics, and all of the above, just like geology, seas and rivers, transportation, origin of man and others, engineering, chemistry, language of birds and animals. Quran talks of all about it. So we never open Quran for such kind of thing. For example, all of us here, we have different subjects. Why don't we open Quran for our own subject? Someone is here, is doing maybe engineering. Why don't we read Quran and pick the ayats which deals to those engineering. Mathematics, you can find mathematics in the Quran. Space engineering, mashallah, you can read Quran. Ya ma'ashara al-jinn wal-insa in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari samawati wal-ard fanfudhu la tanfuduna illa bi sultan fa bi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhib. Possibility of going to other planet, Quran speaks about it 1400 years before. Quran says, get out of here, man. You had it enough. You polluted it enough. Go and go other planets. So that Quran is saying, you have the ability to go to other planets. So when? 1400 years before. When then they had no any kinds of telescopes. Nothing was there at that time. The system of the Holy Quran in the universe and mankind. This is overall picture. When we read Quran, we should have this. The truth, ayat. So we have to, you see, when you read any book, any author cannot challenge, this is a perfect book from page one to the last page. They cannot say. But Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَ هُدَلِّلْ. It is clear. So this is not theoretical religion. It is science. It is the truth. So when we read Quran, don't read it as a hypothesis. No, it is the truth. We have to research and come up and give the evidence according to Quran, not opposite to the Quran. Mankind, scientific knowledge, universe, and the Holy Quran. The books, Quran and the universe. The first one is a written and readable book. The Quran, words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is visible book, which is the universe. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila fa subhanaka wa qina azaban nar. These are the ayats we're supposed to recite before namaz shab. Why Allah is, Masumin is asking to recite this? That means when you get up from the bed, look at the cosmos, look at the universe. See and go in detail and come up what Quran says is right or wrong. I will give you an example. This is also one of our brother has presented. It's a very beautiful presentation. An-nasiyah, nasiyatin kadibatin khati'ah. Nasiya is, this is the Arabic translation. This is Nasiya, this is the portion. Front of the head, the brain. That is called Nasiya. Here is, it has been shown, prefrontal area. Front of the head, Nasiyatin Kadibatin, a lying sinful forehead. Why lying sinful forehead? Since the front of the head does not speak, how can it be described as being lying? It does not commit sins. How is it then said to be sinful? It's a myth. It's a myth or question we need to answer. Most commentators have interpreted this verse metaphorically, saying that description, the nasiya being lying and sinful, is not to be taken literally. The description is attributed to the owner of nasiya. The man is the sinner, not the nasiya. And not the nasiya itself. Other mufassirin did not comment on the verse, sparing themselves the involvement in something beyond their knowledge. Just like they said it is ayat mutashabihat. No need to touch. You know, we have two kinds of ayat. Ayat muhkamat, ayat mutashabihat. Muhkamat, the commands are clear. Mutashabihat, allegorical, it is not clear. They said it is mutashabihat, we don't need to touch. Function of nasiya, area in the brain. The function of this part of the brain that lies in the front of the human head, that is the area of nasiya, is not control the human behavior. Is to control the human behavior. This is the part where human behavior is being controlled. That's why Quran is presenting as a nasiyatin kadibatin khati'ah. Function of nasiya area in the brain. This area of nasiya, cortex, constitutes the bulk of the frontal lobe of the brain, and its function is involved in the making of one's personality. It is also considered as a superior center among the centers of the concentration. That means this nasiya is concentration center where we think, thinking and memory. It plays a significant role in the person's emotion. It is somehow concerned with initiative and discrimination. So that nasiya Quran is presenting, is you have to be careful. This place is, that's why Allah says every day how many times prayer? 5 times. So you do nasiya. This is the place you are bending. That means you are controlling your brain by doing sajda rather than by being sinful and leaving that place in. Another example, how many of you know Dr. Keith Moore is a professor in Toronto University. He has in a, he is a very expert in human, exclusively in anatomy of human being. He researched about the fetus development in the womb of a mother. And I ask all of the youth, please today when you go, go into the Google and search Dr. Keith Moore. And there is one, his in YouTube also, his, there is a very beautiful presentation. Please look at that presentation. It's very beautiful. Dr. Keith Moore, who stated that the front of the head is responsible for judging and for directing human behavior. The working organs of the body, the limb or tongue, are but tools to carry out the decision made in the front of the head. He confirms what he had said, added, when a person is intent to tell a lie, the decision is made in the frontal lobe of the brain. This is nausea, which is the front of the head. If he wants to commit a sin, the decision is made there too. So doing good or bad are from here. MRI function is here. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرَهَ وَظِلَالُهُمْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this universe is doing sajda. So, O human being, you do sajda too. Functions. This is the scientific presentation of Dr. Keith Moore. There is a fluid which goes into the brain, how it affects this area, everything. If you want, I can send it over to you. I don't want to go though. The rationale for reoccurrence of ayat of scientific reference in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salawat wa Muhammad wa Muhammad. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. We will soon show them our signs in the universe and within human being until the truth comes manifested that there is someone who has created. Quran is clearly saying. Just now I was talking to brothers. The study of genes and the study of DNA has proven the fact. Now we know a little bit about human being, not much. Now we know ABCD of human being. Very soon we will going to know who are we. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitabi alladhi nazzala ala rasulih wal kitabi alladhi anzala min qabl. Oh, who you believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book which He has revealed to you, His Messenger and the book which He revealed before. And whoever disbelieve in Allah and His angels and His messengers and the last day, he indeed stray off into a remote error. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرَانِ مِنْ قَبْلْ أَنْ يُقْضِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُّهُ وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Even command to the Prophet Muhammad not to say, I know. No, all the time back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. The scientific miracle of the Quran, Ijazul Quran, to show and to give evidence that the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty, revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Again, we have to recite this. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّا قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. ایک سلوات پڑھئے محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. The word مثقال ذرة, again Quran is used 1400 years before. What is مثقال is? مثقال is the atom itself. At that time, nobody knew what is atom is. Now they are saying there is electron and proton and the nucleus, and there is an entire world is there in atom. 1400 years before, without having any kind of any missionaries, and Quran is talking about it. وَمَا تَكُونُوا فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذَا تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزَبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Again, Quran uses atom, and that atom is فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. That atom, Quran 1400 years before, is warning humankind not to take it easy, but to give a little bit serious thought about it. If I ask all of you, science of embryology in the Quran, Dr. Keith Moore, he researched about 10 or 12 years. He reached to the conclusion there are 6 stages in the womb of a woman, when a fetus has 6 stages. When he presented his paper, one of his students says, "Oh, sorry, it's not a big deal. We have in the Holy Quran." He recited the ayat. This is the ayat. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَأَنزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّى تُصْرَفُونَ. In this presentation, he says, study of me, I did lot of study, research, it concludes that what Quran says about the evolution of a baby in a womb of woman is according to Quranic values. His study is concluding that. Who is Dr. Keith Moore? And this in this YouTube, this I don't have time here to present, but all of you should see this. And he goes in detail, scientific detail. Here is the ayat, the 6 stages, Surah 23, Suratul Mu'minun, ayah 13 to 14. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً عَلَقَةً. Second step. عَلَقَةً into مُضْغَةً. مُضْغَةً into عِظَامٍ. عِظَامٍ into كَسَوْنَ الْعِظَامِ. ثُمَّ أَنْشَانَ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. He gives picture. You know, now it is that there are the stages of baby in a womb, and Quran is using the leached shape when it is going. Quran is using the same thing. Mudgha is a leech shape. This study itself is a miracle. Each and every birth of a child is a miracle. Each and every birth of a child is proving the point of Quran, proving there is a creator. That creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar laayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. He used to recite this ayat and cry out every morning. He used to cry out. That means he was warning to open up our brain and look at the cosmos, look at the universe, look at the study of the universe and find out who is the creator. Another ayat, just now I was reciting from Suratul Rahman, Ya ma'ashar al-jinn wal-insa in istata'atum an tanfudu min akhtari samawati wal-ard fanfudu la tanfuduna illa bisultan. Get out of here and go to the other universe. Khalq al-samawati wal-ard bil-haq yukawveru al-layla ala al-nahar wa yukawveru al-nahar ala al-layl wa sakhar al-shamsa wal-qamar kullun yajri li-ajalim musamma illa huwa al-azizul ghaffar. Time and space, everything is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So accurate, if you go any study, they cannot refute, they cannot refute it by saying, no, Quran is wrong. That much accuracy we have in the Holy Quran. Again, Prophet says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّا قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ. What we did? Mahjura. We have done great injustice to this book. When we read, someone dies. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين. Quran is laughing at us. I came to give you life and you're reciting for the dead. I'm not saying don't ever recite for them. It's good for recitation. It could be a motivation factor to recite in the name of Marhumin and learn out of it. But Quran is not for the Marhumin, for the life, our life. Quran is, as Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. If you sit with the Quran, you lose some, you win some. What do you lose? Jahalat. You lose ignorance, you win knowledge. Quran is such. And to extend Quran said, no one can bring like of a Quran. No one. Assalamu alaikum. Again, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. Can we recite all of us? وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ Mahjura. Yes, Mahjura. We put it aside. We neglected about it. This great book, it is not for the negligence. It gives us the life what we need. The life what we lead is not a life. A life which has to be led properly is the life. That's why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Kitab-e insan saz. If anyone wants a human being to be a perfect human being, that book is Quran-e-Majid. And we need to understand this point, we need to open this book in order to change our course of history. What we have today, today's Muslim, it is because of Mahjuriyat of Quran, we reach to this conclusion to extend having everything, 59 Muslim countries, 59, 1.7 billion Muslims. And now our status is Astaghfirullah Rabbi. Why we reach to this point? If two parallel lines are going, if one line goes off of the track for 1 centimeter, the more they go further, the bigger is the gap. How to rectify it? Go back to the point where deviated. So once you reach to that point, you will find the perfect answer. That could be the reason Prophet said, oh, whoever has gone further, they have to go back. Because Ali is the point, moving from it, there is a disaster. That's why those who are not here, we have to wait for him. The wilaya is a point. If we do not reach to that wilaya, we're not going to find any way. We have seen within 33 years of Islamic revolution, they have reached to space engineering seventh country within 33. A lot of these pressures. And worldwide, they are doing many, many research works. There are so many universities. The women are much more equipped with knowledge now rather than before. That shows with Ahle Bayt and Quran, we can reach to the success of this world and the world to come. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. But we should never forget one thing, that is the lesson of Quran. What is the purpose of Quran? Showing the universe, the scientific evidence, what Quran wants. If anyone asks questions, what is the answer? What is the answer? What Quran wants from us? Anyone? I think after pizza we are sleeping. Hidayah. Quran wants our hidayah, our guidance. Quran wants we should be guided ones, not misguided ones. I will give one story in order to understand what Quran is saying clearly. This morning I told you how many stories have you about in the Holy Quran? About 286. Wow, what is the purpose of stories? Huh? It is guidance. One of the stories, two sons of Hazrat Adam. What was the name? Habil and Qabil. What is an English name? Yeah. These two brothers, they presented their sacrifice. One sacrifice has been accepted, other was rejected. Rejected one says, "Inni la'aqtulannaka," will kill you, man. Just like the two brothers and sisters, if they fight, they hit each other, say, "I will kill you." The other one says, "I will kill you too." That is the answer, isn't it? But this brother who said, "I will kill you," the other never said, "I will kill you." He says, "Inni akhafullaha rabbal alameen. Your hand is stretched to kill me. I cannot kill you because my hands are tight. Your hands are free." Why? Who made his hand tight? Ideology. What is that ideology? Read this part of ayat, today's gift for all of us from the Quran. Inni. Read it. Inni. Don't be shy, man. Inni. Akhafullaha. Rabbal. Alameen. Inni. Akhafullaha. Rabbal. Alameen. Say it. Akhafullaha. Rabbal Alameen. Rabbal Alameen, we recite. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil. Alameen. Here is Rabbal Alameen because of the Arabic grammar. Here is Inni. Inni means indeed me. Akhafu, fearful. I am fearful of whom? Allah, who is Lord of the world. So that means if you want to secure your honor, with sentence you can secure it. For example, you go, your daughter goes into the university, she is wearing hijab, and the other person says, "You are so cute. What you are wearing this?" You say, "Inni akhafu Rabbal Alameen." That's it. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It can rescue from all of the problems. No need to be shy. Inni akhafullaha Rabbal Alameen. These two concepts. One says, "I'll kill you." The other says, "I cannot kill me because my hands are tied." So America goes, kills everywhere. We cannot kill because our hands are tied. I'm sorry, I'm saying in the same university. Say the reality on the ground. And we have to rescue Americans too. Huh? With knowledge, with iman. They need our help. That help is from the Holy Quran. If I am not comfortable with myself, how can I let others be comfortable? So message of the Quran is khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give one hadith, beautiful hadith. Man khawf Allah, akhaf Allah minhu kulla shay. If you are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes fear of you in each and everything. After the demise of Imam Khomeini, I opened the radio in my home in Toronto. The commentator said, I don't know what he was. He used to whisper, world used to tremble. That was a commentary. He used to whisper, world used to tremble. That is the how. Maulana, my son is not, he never listened to me. My husband, my hubby, he never listened to me. My wife, she never listened to me. Imam Ali says, the best is you listen to Allah, they listen to you. Easy answer, man. My son is not listening to me. That means I am not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My wife is not following me. That means I am not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, man aslaha baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslahahu Allah ma baynahi wa bayna Allah. If you correct between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will correct between you and other people. Salawat padhiye Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conclusion, tomorrow inshallah will come. The sources of knowledge, we call it manabi'i ma'rifat, sources of knowledge. There are four sources we believe and secular world also believe. Number one source, which is human fitra. Fitra is instinct, human instinct. We believe, and also secular world also believe. If you go to a person who is atheist, ask him, lying is good? He says, no, it's not good. From where? How about stealing? No, it's not good. You don't have religion, man, steal. You know, you don't have to worry because there is no akhirat, no nothing. So, no, it's not good. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى. There is inside. So, fitrah, they believe and we believe. Tabi'at, universe, study of universe. We believe, they believe. Source of knowledge. Third is aql, reasoning. They believe and we believe. And fourth is history. They believe and we believe. Where is the clashes between secular world and religious world? Secular world, they don't believe in wahi. And we believe in wahi. This world is completely different world. Until and unless we enter into it, we cannot. That's why we have to believe in first, then we start. For example, hypothesis, Atlanta. Everyone is blind. May God forbid. Everybody is blind. Only you are the one who has eyes. And you say to them, what a beautiful scenery here in Atlanta. They say, oh, maybe. Because they never saw it. How they will go to believe you? They have to believe you. You have eyes. Then they believe what you say. So prophets, they have eyes to see this world and the akhirat. I have to believe in prophet, to believe in Quran and believe in all their sayings. Once we believe in, then we can never deny, going to deny it. The Quran is the only way, and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam are the practical demonstration, and with these two leads to the success of this world and also here and after. If you have any questions, please ask. Salawat Padi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Yeah. Where does Islam stand on the theory of evolution? We believe in evolution which leads to creator. We do not believe in evolution which leads to something else. If you want to play a game at home, you play this. It's a beautiful game. Take 10 coins, equal coins. You can use also just like maybe quarter coins, 10 coins. Wrap it up and write numbers, 1 to 10. Put it in a bag. And take out number 1. How many chances you have? Is it 1 in 10? Not anyone. You want number 1. How many chances you have? 1 out of 10? Okay. Now think over it. We have 10 coins. That's why in Islam, is lottery is haram. Why is lottery? It's a game of chance. Game of chance has purely few numbers. It goes into millions. Why it goes into millions? In order to bring 1 to 10 in sequence, in a chance game of chance, you have to believe in 36 million chances. Go and do a calculation and do a game at home. Put in a bag 10 coins and take out 1. And you want to have in order 1 to 10. You have to believe in 36 million chances. It's not it's a crazy thing to do it. The best thing is put it one coin and don't look at it. Take it out. How many chances you have? 1 in 100. So believe in one God, then your life is very easy, man. If you don't believe, you have to believe in chances, millions of chances, which is crazy, nothing to do with reasoning. That is the easiest thing. Theory of evolution, just like evolution of this universe. Quran speaks about 6 stages. 6 stages, maybe millions of years, this universe has been created. Evolution of a fetus in a womb of a mother, we do believe. We do believe in the evolution of this universe. We do believe evolution of this human being. But we do not believe human being has came from dinosaur. No, it is for them. For us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being as a human being. Mathematical miracle. For example, Quran talks about the division of virasa. Virasa, which is earth, is inheritance. If you read in Surat An-Nisa, it itself is a miracle of mathematics. I don't have time here. The Surah Al-Fatiha, what are the words that Allah is the Lord of the worlds? Yeah. This itself, the word, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen is a scientific word. 1400 years before, Quran is saying this world is not one world. That's why now scientists are saying billions of galaxies, not one galaxy. The Quran is 1400 years before, he's saying it is not one galaxy, billions of galaxies. Lord of the worlds. Maybe in other places, maybe the life could be there. The possibility of such is Quran is saying, you and me need to explore about it. Any other questions? Yeah, how Allah communicate with us. It's a very beautiful. Quran, Allah is not communicating with us. Allah has communicated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. What is the proof is Quran is, it is unparalleled. No one can bring like of a Quran. Till now, the scholars, Arab scholars, they got tired of bringing such a masterpiece. That itself is a miracle. I'll give an example. Anyone who has a certificate, he or she has to go into the university. Without university, they don't get anything. To which university our beloved Prophet went, he has given a masterpiece of Arabic literature like Quran. Did he, any place he went? He has any teacher? Any university? No. So this is the way Allah communicates through the prophets. With us also sometimes even the Quran says فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to our through our instincts, which guides us. This is wrong, man, I should not do this. This is right. This inside inner being is communicating with me. It is also a communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. No questions? Yeah, where did you find out how many ayats in different topics? If you want, I'm going to send it. Anyone wants the presentation which I presented, I'm going to send it to you, the email. And then these are the scholars, those who have gone through the Quran, they read and they came up with this. And it can be more, it can be more. It is not only these are confined to these subjects also. Yeah. अगर सवाल नहीं है तो चलें या tomorrow I'm going to speak about it. That is Quran says the word Quran use ratq means split into the pieces. Quran is talking about the big bang. There was a big bang. Quran is also talking, but the question is, If this world is a world of cause and effect, if every cause has to have effect, every effect has to have cause, that Big Bang itself is an effect. What is the cause? They don't have answer. We have the answer. That answer is cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say it has came out of that. That means I have to believe in millions of chances. That is not a reasonable thing. You see, teaching the hypothesis is nothing wrong. We are learning. We are in the process of hypothesis. We are learning every day. But saying, concluding, this is the knowledge is right, not right. So maybe today they are reaching to this point. In future they might say, no, it was wrong. I was saying, giving example, last about 4 or 5 years before, I read an article in Toronto Star in Toronto, Canada. There was a skeleton of body found in the cave of Kenya, Mombasa, in Africa. They say that body's scientific evidence tells it is that skeleton belongs to 8 million years. So that shows it was not a dinosaur, it was a human skeleton. Someone asked Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who was before Adam? Imam said, Adam. Then he said, thousands of Adam. Yeah. Yeah, today many extremists use. You see that you have become far from the Holy Quran, but today current events, many extremists use Quran to justify their bad deeds. You see, they don't know Quran at all. Quran, just like this morning I said it, Quran says killing one person is equal to killing entire universe, all human being. You cannot kill. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ never killed no one. All the wars which we have in Islam is defensive. None of the wars are offensive. This is their own. This extremism has been brought up from the outer world, and they are feeding them. One day it is going to affect them also. It is unfortunate. Yeah. Man ahaya. One, if you give life to one person, as if you give to life all. If you kill one, as if you kill everyone. This ayat itself is good. Quran talks about animals. Prophet Muhammad was talking, I was giving example of a dog who was saved by a companion of the Prophet. Prophet says, your Jannah is wajib for you. By securing one, giving life to a dog. Where is Quran? Where is Islam? Islam is peace. Islam never teaches such a thing. You know, in same Palestine, nowadays what's happening? In same Palestine, Christians were used to live there. Jews, they used to live. Many, many communities, there was peaceful. Nothing was there. Now, today is the worst place to live there. It has been created such. Yeah, it's a dirty politics. May Allah forgive. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Inshallah, see you tomorrow.